All
Devin,
right.
where were you this morning?
Where was I this morning? For what?
Shacharis.
I opened up the store this morning, so I was at Chaim Vaz Shalom at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
I told you what happened last Thursday.
Tigne
I told you.
Ruvik
Was it last week? What the,
What?
I don't know what day of the week it was. That last week, it was either Thursday or Friday. Friday, I guess. Everyone sits down to say Tachanun, and some older fellow says, "Yom Yerushalayim, no Tachanun." So nobody said
Ah,
Tachanun. So nobody
there
said
you go.
Tachanun.
Very good. Yeah. Okay. So Yud Beis in Hilchus Truman. Right. So now this is different. We left off yesterday that if you put your Eruv in a city, you get to walk the whole city, and then you start your 2,000 amos. Yud Beis is different. Meaning, if let's say you put your Eruv, and then within your Eruv, meaning you put an Eruv 2,000 amos away, then 2,500 amos is a city. So now you don't get to keep that whole city and then continue your other amas. That city is you regularly have to you have to measure your regular tchum. So again, yesh b'sayr tum eizi yesh yim mukevas chayim o shim musukenes be'eruvin. Eina nimdedes ve'eina oyle l'cheshbon ela l'dalet amas. It doesn't get measured and it only counts for dalet amas. Dalet amas accounts for that's it. V'davka she tchum Shabbos magia ad chutz l'ir. That's only if the Tchum Shabbos hits the outside of the city. Meaning your Tchum is going to end outside the city. Let's say for an example. And from the Eruv to the city is Yesh Chamesh Meyas Amma. Ve'orach Eir hi Elef Amma. Right? So that's 1,500 Ammas. Also Eir, Eina Nechshevet Elul Dalet Ammas. Then the city counts as Dalet Ammas. Yesh Lem Yechutz Leir Oid Elef V'tof The Toft Tzadi Vav Amma. Then from that city, he gets another 1,000. How's it go? 1,000. What's the numbers? 1,496 Ammas. Right? Vein Chilik Bein Tzad Zel Shelefnei Eruv, and it doesn't make a difference if it's this Tzad is in front of the Eruv, Bein Tzad Shelachar Eruv, or it goes after the Eruv. Meaning, aval ima tchum Shabbos kala beemtzayir. That's meaning again. That's if.
I'm losing you. I can't hear you.
Thousand hours. I'm bad.
I don't know. I lost you for a second. I don't know if it was me
Yeah,
or
you
everybody.
went in and out.
That is. All right. Okay, let me know if it continues. I think I got too many devices going here. Yeah, well, my tchum Shabbos call up at emtza ear, but let's say your tchum ends in the middle of the city. Also, lelechus yas, you can't travel more. Kiven shu chutz l'tchum, you're outside of tchum. Kiven in zel le'nechshav le'kol ear le'dalet amos, meaning the whole city doesn't count as dalet amos. Right? Meaning what it's saying. Let me try and move closer to what it's saying is that. The city gets counted as Dalet Amos if the entire city, is within your Erev. But if it's not within your Erev, then it doesn't count. All right? Meaning, I mean, I don't know if everybody's keeping track of all these numbers here, but if meaning, let's go with back in his example just to make sure we got this straight. Although I don't know, maybe we should just go weiter. Meaning your Eruv was 500 Amos, right? You started your Eruv, so you have 2,000 Amos, right? So it was 500 Amos. Then the city was 1,000 Amos, right? Then the city doesn't get counted as Dalet Amos. And you, meaning, I'm sorry, the city gets counted only as Dalet Amos. And then you have another 1,500, around 1,500, meaning you had 500 Amos, then the city. And then, so the city only counts as 4 amas, and then you get another 1,500. But if the Eruv ends in the middle of the city, then you cannot walk around the entire city. Right? That's basically how it goes. Yud Gimel. Hadin, I guess I'm going to be outside, David. V'chein Hadin, kishigiyah ze'eruv, karav l'shnei alafim amah mechutz l'ir. When he puts the Eruv next to the 2,000 Amas that's outside of the city, when he comes back to his city, then the 2,000 Amas ends. From where is Eruv? In the beginning of the city, Kaidim Beisai, before the house, and also Layafilu Lashav Lebeisai, then it's also him to go back to his house. There is a machlokes here about this whole if this taka the way you calculate the eruv, fine. You cannot make an eruv tumen only for a mitzvah, going to the spal basar to go to a minyan, I rabbi, mitzvah, where he came home and he wants to go to his house and similar things like that. So, meaning it has to be a mitzvah. You can't just randomly, I mean, with all the examples he just said, I think it pretty much fits pretty much every example. Right?
You can't just I'm going for a walk on Shabbos for no reason either.
But no, you're going to say that's a mitzvah on Shabbos. All right?
Okay.
Even though that's true, that's not one of his examples. But yeah. Test Bob, I'm not gonna take my leap Shabbos love Yom. You're not gonna make the Erev not on Shabbos, not on Yom, but Lachinim Chal Yom to be Erev Shabbos. If Yom to fall on Erev Shabbos, who writes a Lelechas b'Shabbos, and he wants to go on Shabbos, Tzorach Lanich is Erev be'Erev Yom Tov, he needs to put the Erev on Erev Yom Tov. I just lost the place. The chain be yom tov la'achar Shabbos. If you have yom tov after Shabbos, right? So lechus be yom tov tzaruch l'neiros erev be'erev Shabbos. All right. Meaning, of course, you can't do it on Shabbos. That's pashut. But he's saying that even if it's a 2-day yom tov, all right, you still can't go put it out. Let's say this week you want to put an erev out on Friday in order to go for Shabbos, that you would not be able to do. Din amar baraglav a din yom tov hasamon, meaning to make an eruv with your feet, which is basically you go outside the city at night, right when Shabbos comes in, and then you go back home. All right, the din yom tov hasamach l'Shabbos, yom tov next to Shabbos, a shnei yom tov shel Golias, or 2 yom tovim of Golias. Peraytz alar of liyom aleph letzad ze, liyom beis letzad ze, meaning you want to make an eruv on the first day in one direction, an eruv on the second day in a different direction. That is simin tov yudvav. Fine. The kelim and the behemoths of a person are like the person's feet. In the same way a person can't go past the tchum, so he can't send his stuff to out of the tchum either. I mean, you can't go let his animal leave the tchum or his utensils. But if he lends them to somebody else before Yom Tov, or he rents them, or he gave a shmirah, then it's like this person's feet that are next to him. And even if it's akum, then whoever he lent the kelim to, that's the one who gets it. Meaning it goes by their feet. And even the belongings of a guy are kind of the shvisa. They only go where the guy's feet go. Shahayu ben Ashmashas, wherever the guy was ben Ashmashas, that's where his items are. All right, so somebody once asked me an interesting question. He said, so if he goes away for Shabbos, let's say upstate, so now all his belongings that are in his house are way out of his tchum. Right? So let's say his neighbor wants to come borrow a sefer from his house on Shabbos. You can't do it because it's out of the tchum. I mean, that's what he was asking. Maybe you can't do it because it's out of the tchum of the Oh, the fellow, because the fellow was upstate. I don't think that could be. Fine. But I don't know exactly the answer to that. Yudzayin. A guy brought Paris that there's no chashash that it will be detached today. So this comes up again. This is the big Amazon delivery, or doesn't love, or any sort of delivery that comes on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So if a guy brings fruit and there's no concern that he cut them today, or anything, it doesn't have to be fruit. It has anything that was malacha was not done. But there's an iser tchumen, right? Because like we said, things can only go where the guy goes, right? So then imhem imavim b'shvil atzmai b'shvil akum acher. So if he brings it for himself or for another guy, it's only Yisrael miyad. It's mutter for Yisrael to use it right away. Afilu b'achila, even to eat it. But you can't take it more than dalaramas. Unless the guy brought it into the house, hashayir musakenes be'eruvin, or the city has eruvin. Azay mutar b'tiltul b'cholayir. Then you can carry it to the whole city. Shakomagam shutan l'taltul sham nechshav kamay dalaramas. Because wherever you're allowed to carry is considered dalaramas. Be'mevian b'shul Yisrael. But if the guy brought it for a yid, asurin Yisrael zeh, so it's also for this Yisrael and any of his household members, ad lerem until the evening, kadeshiyasu, which is the amount of time, kadeshiyasu is the amount of time it would take the guy to deliver it after Shabbos. Dahainu mancho yuchaylon lavim, that's the time that he would be able to bring it. And we call makam matarin like betiltu taif dalaramas, but you would still be mutter to carry it within dalaramas, abimakam mutter betiltu, or within an Erev, like you said. If you're not sure if you brought it mechutzotchum, it's also asar. And then can yeshalitlois, unless you think that it's a better chance that he didn't bring it from outside the tchum. Now,
Yisrael is
this.
supposed to ask? Supposed to ask where
What?
he came from? Are we
Yeah.
supposed to ask where he came from?
You're supposed to ask. Now, the reason why, I mean, if you read this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be pretty clear that nowadays, when they're delivering, UPS or whoever is not delivering for you. He's delivering it because that's his job. He doesn't care who's the recipient. He doesn't care about anything. And therefore, the Poskim say that when you get a delivery, a package delivered on Shabbos, then you are allowed to open it and. But you can only carry it really dalaramas. But since most cities are in Erevin, so you're allowed to carry it wherever you want.
And back in the days, it wasn't his job.
There was no such thing. No, he was bringing it for you.
So which month you had to pay before he gives it to you?
No, he was
Who?
somebody sent him. Somebody sent
So
him as a job. He was
he's
a
working
courier.
for the sender. So he's working for the sender. When was
He's
that?
working. He could be working for the sender or the
It's a
recipient.
messenger
So the
service. Now
sender is
they
the
a
same as
messenger service.
nowadays. You
Mm-hmm.
put a stamp on it or you pay for sending, and he's working for the sender. Whoever he's working for, he's doing something for a specific person.
What I'm saying, I'm sending an envelope and I pay the postage to send it to a specific person. So
Correct.
the guy who is delivering, he is working for me to deliver it to whoever I'm sending it to.
Correct, but that's a specific. He's
So it's
working.
the same concept.
No. Why is it the same concept?
Because I'm paying the postage, or whoever paying the postage to send it to whoever they want it to be delivered to. So the sender is paying the mailman.
Correct.
And the receiver just receives the item. He's not paying the mailman, right?
Nothing to do with who's paying. When you go over to a UPS guy and say, "Are you working for Stein?" Right? Who are you working for? He said, "I'm not working for Stein. I have a job. I have to bring these packages to these people's houses. I don't care if they're Jewish, Goyish, Italian, Spanish, Polish. It don't
So
make a
just because
difference."
he works for a company.
Exactly. He's not bringing it for you. He's bringing it for himself. If he doesn't bring that package, he's gonna get fired. Right? He might get fired if he's is an individual too, but when back then, even 100, 200 years ago, It was a guy was a private guy, meaning in Manhattan, you have these guys on the bikes that they bike all over the place, right? What do they call them? Couriers?
The couriers, yeah.
Yeah, so the courier. So then that guy is working for you. You hire him personally. He's
He's
working for
also a
you.
service. He's also working for a
Of
company.
course, yeah, but he is. No, but he's working for you specific. He's delivering for you and only for you. Right?
Okay. Okay.
That's basically what that's what it is. Yeah. Okay, right, the last one. We say that there's no tchum above 10 tvachim. All right. Let's say somebody comes on a ship on Erev before Shabbos comes in, and then he goes onto the ship, and then the ship sets sail, right? Even if it goes far away, when he gets to the port on Shabbos, and he leaves, he gets 2,000 amas. He gets 2,000 amas. He's always above 10 tvachim from the ground when he's on the ship. Ad hamokim and he didn't wasn't kaina his shvisa where he's resting for Shabbos until he gets to dry land. But if he left the ship on Shabbos and then he went back in, meaning let's say it stops at a port, he goes off the ship, then it sets sail again. Since he was on dry land on Shabbos, kana sham shvisa, he's kind of the shvisa there. And if he goes afterwards outside the tchum, he only gets 4 amas, like the din of somebody who goes out of the tchum. But he could walk around the whole ship because the ship is considered like dalet amas. If the ship is in one place on Shabbos, meaning there was no 10 tvachim to the ground. It was on the edge of the ground. It was like in a river. Kana sham shvisa, then he is kinda his shvisa right there. And he can't go off the ship on Shabbos. If we misupik, then azilan lakula, we go lakula. Because it's a derabbanan. Now the shaila is, okay, so ships are not so common, but what happens if somebody lands on Shabbos? All right? What about a train? Now, the runway itself is usually out of the tchum. All right?
What's not part of the city? The runway's not part of the
Pashto's not. It's already the outskirts of the city. All right. But the thing is, you're above 10. You're above 10 the whole time. So if you land on Shabbos, right? So your Shvisa is where? See, I'm not sure because you have wheels. You have wheels on the plane. So is that called being above 10?
They what I mean, they only open up, you're saying, if you already landed or if you are still in the air.
No, if you're up in the air, you're fine. But once you land,
But once you land, yeah, so what does it matter if you have wheels or not?
because you're still
You
above 10
were,
tvachim.
when Shabbos started, you were still in the air, still above 10 tvachim.
When you land.
The shaila is whether you can come down the plane.
Well,
When you can.
you got it. You don't control the plane. You got the plane comes down. You don't.
No, the question, my only shaila
What's the
is, are the
shaila?
wheels considered within 10 tvachim? That's my
Why
shaila.
is it the shaila?
Well, you think it's not or it is?
No, I'm saying, why is it the shaila? What's the problem? The problem is for him to go down the plane,
Yes,
go on the ground. So
yes.
I'm saying, how is the wheel changing? You're saying, if he is above the ground, if he didn't land, if he's still in the air flying by
Right,
Shkia,
right.
then he's still above 10 tvachim, and he still has the same issue whether they open the wheels or not.
No, because once he lands, can he get off the plane or not?
But him saying he was 10 for him above before Shkia. I
Right.
mean at Shkia, let's say at Bein HaShemeshes, he was still in the air.
Correct. Now he
So
lands.
what do the
Now,
rules help? What do the rules
because what I
help?
mean, because now he landed on Shabbos, right? Now, if
Yeah.
where he landed is considered when he
Now
gets
the
the.
rishus changed. You're saying maybe the
Yeah,
rishus changed?
now he's on the dry land. Like we said with the ship, now he's on the dry land. And from where the edge of the runway is till the terminal is more than 2,000 amos. Right? So if that's the case, then he can't get off the plane. Right?
Basically, every bus is probably like about 10 fachim.
But that's what I'm saying. So I don't know how we look at 10 tefachim, but how do we look at it at 10 tefachim? Because he's above 10 tefachim, but the plane itself with the wheels is below 10 tefachim. I'm not sure. Okay, we got to get on to the daf. All right. Fine. We'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.